KSRN News, I'm John Scott.
Pursuant to the 20th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, for the meeting of the 119th Congress of the United States, the House will come to order.
The new Congress has opened, with Kevin McCumber making it official as the acting House clerk, and the voting for House Speaker is underway. Speaking with reporters earlier this morning, House Speaker Mike Johnson says there's no time for drama within the GOP ranks and that it's important for Republicans to stick together.
My simple message to my colleagues is make suggestions about process improvements. We're open to that at all times, but I don't make deals with anyone. There's no quid pro quo here. I don't do anything in exchange for a vote other than commit to make this institution work as effectively and efficiently as possible.
While the Louisiana Republican has the support of President-elect Trump, it will be the House Republicans who will decide whether to re-elect him to his post as Speaker of the House. Far-right Republicans have at times grown frustrated with Johnson's leadership and are prone to demanding concessions when their votes become essential. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Eric Tucker reports the FBI says the driver in the New Orleans attack was completely radicalized.
He was, quote, 100% inspired by the Islamic State. They have reviewed, for instance, five videos that he posted on Facebook in the hours before the attack, in which he professed his allegiance and support to the Islamic State. He indicated in one of the videos, according to the FBI, that he had thought about harming his family, but he thought that that would detract attention from the, quote, war between the believers and the non-believers.
President Biden and the First Lady will visit New Orleans next week, with the city still reeling from that deadly New Year's rampage that killed 15 people, including the Army veteran responsible. The Dow is ahead 289 points. The NASDAQ composite up 288. This is SRN News. The Amish come through for storm victims in North Carolina.
The image of the Amish barn raising is almost a cliche in the minds of most Americans, but the old order's building skills are no joke. In hurricane-ravaged Boone, a team of 60 Amish volunteers completed construction of 12 tiny homes in 48 hours. All this while the Federal Emergency Management Agency continues struggling to help people who were stricken back in September. The Amish house builders all hail from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism surged in the U.S. last year in 2025, not getting off to a good start. A large crowd of Palestinian protesters rallied in New York City on New Year's Day, calling for violent attacks on Israel. Online video shows some of the protesters shouting anti-Semitic slurs, along with vows to drive all of the Jews out of the Holy Land. The flags of both Hamas and Hezbollah were on display as well. This is SRN News. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on COVID-19. 5 years later,
the COVID-19 virus is still around, though humanity has built up immunity through vaccinations and infections. But the virus continues to evolve, meaning scientists must track it closely. In this country, the CDC says an average of about 900 people a week have died of COVID-19 over the past year. The virus continues to affect older adults the most. Last winter, people who were 75 and older accounted for about half the nation's COVID-19 hospitalizations and in-hospital deaths. While the vaccines aren't perfect, they do a good job of preventing severe disease, hospitalization, and death. I'm Shelley Adler.
Wayne Osmond, a singer, guitarist, and founding member of the million-selling family act, The Osmonds, has died. He was 73. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.